Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 288. My name is Christopher Hill, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Jason A. Stryker.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Internet. Hi, Jeff.
Oh.
Jason is apparently in a good mood.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, we missed you last week.
That whole week.
Yeah.
Whole weeks. Yeah, it's been a crazy week.
I agree. Today we are going to, we're actually going to skip the feature this week because we only had it out there a couple days. We're recording a little early this week because we have a holiday. So we're going to push that off until next week. So we're going to do distractions first. Then we'll take a break. We'll come back and do some news, new releases, listener email, and, we'll talk about the question of the week once again.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, so crazy week, Jeff. What kind of crazy week has it been for you?
Well, I had your week that you guys are having this week last week.
So yeah, because you had your Independence Day. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that was our jam last week. So we had plans on Thursday night, and then that pushed door, and then Friday, of course, actually recorded with IPP, Irrational Passions podcast. So you should check that out if people haven't. I don't even know if the show's up yet. There you go. And then yeah, so then that started off the long weekend, and what I do on Saturday. Can't really remember what we did on Saturday. I remember it was something. Was it something? Did we play fighting games on Saturday, Jason? I can't remember now. My whole mind is a blur. I just know that on the Sunday, we went to a thing called Ribfest in Toronto.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, okay. I've never been to one before, and I was kind of hungover on the Sunday, and I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. It was pretty awesome. They had like a whole bunch of different big ass like rib places that go there and sell their ribs, and then you vote on which ones you like best. Although I don't know how you can try really more than one because you're buying like half or a full rack at a time.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, okay, well, I'm full, but I might as well just vote for the one that I had.
This is the one that I like. That's the one I ate.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna
ate it all. I
Crazy
didn't
Steve's
vomit.
Is the best.
Exactly. So, but that was actually a lot of fun. A couple of friends met up with us there, and then had a few beers and came back, and then just kind of chilled. It was a kind of like a chilling weekend, but a lot of eating and drinking and stuff like that. So it was good. This is really going to bug me. What the hell did I do on Saturday night now? Anyway, what did you guys do last week? I'm going to think about this. This is really bothering me.
Saturday night, I was streaming stuff, for a very, very, very long time. I had a bunch of guys over from work, and, we played this super, super shitty game called, Ride to Hell Retribution.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had done a test chamber on it earlier in the week, and we're like, we need to play through this entire thing. So we did just that. So in the stream style.
Because we are gluttons for punishment.
Seriously. It is definitely one of the worst games, this generation. It's absolutely terrible.
Wow.
But, it's terribly good in a terribly bad way. Go check that out. Anyway, yeah, so into stream style, we all sat on the couch and got super drunk, and those guys played it for 11 and a half hours
Jesus.
Straight.
Wow.
That's a long-ass stream.
That is a long stream.
Kind of impromptu. So that was my Saturday. That's pretty much all I've been doing besides work stuff. We mentioned the holiday. We got July 4th coming up,
yep.
Which has already passed by the time you guys have heard this, but... I mean, holidays at work are great because we get extended holidays, but at the same time, I still have all of that work to do beforehand. So it's been
right.
a rough week. But
yeah, it's like holidays don't change deadlines, right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, not much different on my end either. So we're full speed at work right now, and it's we separate things into the way we do it at my new job is they call it the agile method, which is apparently very popular in the development environment. And they do it in a series of sprints. Well, a sprint is 3 weeks long for us, and it's 3 weeks whether there's a holiday or not. So, however many days you have in your actual sprint, you still need to get all your work done.
Right.
So it doesn't change anything. But, same on my side, just mostly work, holidays coming up, just trying to, handle family situations here and there and, to keep my head up and that kind of thing. So it's been, I'm in a rough spot right now. And, I've kind of touched on that, and I'm trying to just stay positive. And,
that's the way to do it.
Things like this help. So
definitely friends and family, just keep engaged, right?
Surround Absolutely. Yourself by idiots like us.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You will feel better about
yourself. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Any plans for the fourth, though?
Well, we were originally gonna, we were talking about, well, it's really dependent upon how my mom's feeling. But we were originally thinking about heading to my cousin Billy's house, and doing like a barbecue. He has, and he has like a pool in the backyard and all that other shit. And, but you know, it's going to be pouring rain here, tomorrow. So, I think we're putting that off till possibly the weekend. We might be doing like a late 4th of July celebration type thing. So we'll see how that works out. But, Friday is my mom's birthday. So I actually took that day off as well. So today is the start of my weekend. Today's my Friday. It's Wednesday, by the way. But, this is basically my Friday. I have a 4-day weekend and then I'm going to spend, my mom's birthday. I'm going to go over there and just spend the day with her.
Cool.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for me. So
I'm going out in the woods.
You going to the woods?
You're going camping?
Going camping?
Yeah, it's well, not camping actually, just a cabin. But the cabin is in the woods.
Cabins are awesome.
Whatever, close enough.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that movie. Shit.
Yeah. Look out for the merman.
But yeah, there's a lake there, so maybe there'll be mermen as well.
Uh huh. No one ever picks the merman.
Nope. Cause they're lame. Anywho.
Are we good?
Games.
Should we talk about games? All right. Jeff, we missed you last week, so why don't you go first?
Alrighty. I got, with all the new consoles coming out, like in the fall, I was getting kind of nostalgic, so I threw in, well, I didn't throw in, I downloaded the Perfect Dark Zero demo.
Oh, wow.
From like way back. That game was fucking terrible. Like, it was bad on so many levels. I can't even believe that people actually thought that was somewhat decent looking.
Oh my gosh, this is so next gen.
Yeah, it was not. It was awful.
This is so up-res
what
Xbox.
They could get. Like, they wanted Perfect Dark so bad. Yeah. And they're like, here it is. It's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's
No.
And then so then I download the Cameo demo. And I actually like Cameo quite a bit back in the day.
And it's too. Trash now. Yeah.
It looks better than Perfect Dark. Let's put it that way, but it does not look. It's
That's
still,
not exactly saying much, but
it's Xbox up-res with
it's still
some
up-res
cool special
Xbox.
Effects here and there.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But yeah.
Man, and then you played Ridge Racer 6, and
I didn't bother with that. I stopped at that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have all these kind of games I remember from launch as being good memories. So I didn't bother with like Condemned or anything like that. Or
I think the launch games that I got, because I got my system a year after it launched, right? So
yeah,
and the launch games I got Cameo and I got Ridge Racer. And I actually I beat Cameo. I actually had fun with that game, and I've loved pretty much every like numbered traditional Ridge Racer out there. It's like I got Ridge Racer 6 for 360 and I enjoyed the hell of it. And then when I bought a PS3, I got Ridge Racer 7. Same damn game and still enjoyed the hell out of it. So that's just the kind of person I am when it comes to racing games. But,
It got me excited because the games that they're showing that are coming up for launch for PS4 and Xbox One,
they
look
noticeably
fucking good.
Better. They are noticeably better. But it shows how, I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of this right now too, in the future. With the both new systems, I think it was what is his name? I cannot remember the lead designer of PS4. The dude
Mark
that
Cerny?
Yeah. He did like this this presentation.
Oh, the video.
Well, yeah, it was like 45-minute presentation. Really interesting stuff to listen to, just to see like the amount that how long he's been in the industry, and he talks about like his ups and downs and all this other stuff, and he also talks about how much development has changed. And how much more, difficult it was to develop with, say, the PS3 compared to the PS1. And they said that actually, the ease of development with the PS4 is actually on par with the PS1 to an extent. But the amount of time it takes to actually show some sort of graphic, is
the
about the same.
Aspects are easier.
Yeah. So that was really interesting to see. And it's really, encouraging to know that that they're making things easier for developers, so that the big thing that developers are having is like, oh, the budgets are so huge. Well, if the development is actually that much easier, those budgets should shrink.
Yeah, if you can cut the time in half or like by a lot. Then
so that's promising for sure. I think that the ease of development for both new systems will be a benefit to both gamers and to developers.
Oh, for sure. Looking forward to it. And then naturally I started playing Infamous 2 again. And that game is still fun. I still like it. I played it for a lot longer than I thought. I was like, I'm going to play this for like 15 minutes. I ended up playing for like 2 hours.
Oh man. It's easy to get lost in that city, man.
It really is. It's, and you start in Infamous 2 way better than when you start in Infamous 1. You have so many more powers, like to traverse around the city and stuff. It's, pretty cool. Still kicking away at Forza 4, Injustice, of course. I played that with CEO just happened this past weekend, so that had me playing a little more Injustice over the weekend. A few matches here or there. That's fun. I played Street Fighter 4 Remix on PC. Jason, have you had a chance to play this yet?
No, not yet. I've been meaning to, though.
Yeah, I played that with Pigpen and, his brother and Blue Steel. It's pretty cool. They basically just remixed the entire game where it kind of plays now more of like an anime fighter almost, where there's like juggles and stuff and crazy combos you can do, but it's not to the point where it's like super, super ridiculous like those games. We've still got all like the Street Fighter, so you have like one ultra kind of thing. Actually, no, you don't have no ultras. You only have your supers, but you build a meter really, really fast. And it's kind of cool. Like, these guys have been playing it for like a few weeks, and it was literally my first night, so I couldn't do any of the cool shit, but they were doing cool shit to each other. I was like, yeah, that looks kind of cool. I don't know if I'd ever drop it for, like, drop regular Street Fighter 4 for it, but.
No.
It's a decent, you know, escape if you just want to, like, mess around for a bit. But yeah, it's kind of cool. But Bison and Sea Viper are fucking ridiculous in that game. Like, almost like 100 fucking percent combos and stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, exactly. Muramasa on Vita, I downloaded that.
Yes!
Over the weekend. That game looks so good on the Vitas.
It does. I started playing that too.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that, and I for some reason I cannot 100% remember if it was this way on the,
Wii?
On the Wii. But for some reason I feel like it wasn't. But I do like the fact that I can switch the controls to use the D-pad. So that was nice.
Oh, you can?
Yes. If you go into the options, you can actually switch the controls to use the D-pad.
Okay.
But I did notice that, and I don't know if you guys noticed this too, but, one of the things that has gotten me about that game so far is that, like so every move is a combination of, you know, a direction on the controller plus the one attack
holding
button, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. The dashing forward and backward, that move doesn't always work for me.
Yeah, because that's very similar to another move you do. Cause you gotta hold down, you have to hold down square and then hit kind of down diagonally each way, front or back, right?
It's weird. And it's a little different also because, on the Wii version, jump was up.
Yeah, you didn't have to, there wasn't a jump button.
Right.
Which I like that better on the Vita. I like having the jump button. That helps.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about it right now because, with the ability to double jump, when you get a combo going in the air, you can, do the up and attack again. And for some reason, it works better. It worked better on the Wii. I don't know why. Maybe it's just that I'm not used to it. So I don't know. I'll have to.
It's taken me a bit to get used to the controls because that game does control very weird. It's not traditional action game. Like, especially when a lot of the attacks are literally hold down a button and hit a direction.
Yeah.
It kind of throws me off a lot.
But. Yeah. And then they changed the controls from the Wii version. So even if you played the Wii version, it's like coming into it brand new. Pretty much.
Different. Yeah. But it's cool. I'm going to keep plugging away at that. I was going to ask you a question, but I can't. Can you change the difficulty on the fly in that?
I don't remember.
Neither can I.
I don't remember.
Because then you get to pick between two difficulties. It doesn't say what they are. It's Chaos and Legend. And Legend basically says, like, Chaos says, this is for people who like action games. I'm like, okay, I'll go on that one. But Legend says, you know, it's a little bit easier or whatever. But I have a feeling if I don't, like, I don't have a lot of time to play this, I'm guessing, because if I start getting into something else. So I kind of just want to play through it to see the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of maybe switching it over. Not that it's, like, it's not crazy, crazy hard by any means. But I never got to see any of the second character when I played it for the Wii, and I only got like halfway through with the dude character.
Oh, so are you using Momohime right now, or are you using the other guy?
I'm using the dude.
Okay. Because you can start with him.
Yeah, you can start with him, okay. Or go to the girl, do whatever. I use the guy too in the Wii version. Like, I haven't, like, I started playing it, but I really only played it for about 4 or 5 minutes, just kind of like check it out. And I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe I'll start over again with the chick side, because I have not seen any of that.
Okay, I see.
Even in the Wii one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's cool. I think it's a little bit pricey for
what
it
is. Yeah. I mean, considering it's a remake of a Wii game, they probably got to price
out
that
like
lower.
Like 5 years ago.
Right, right.
Like 4 years ago.
I agree.
But It's a really good Vita game. If you have Vita and you don't have this game or you're not interested in this game, I said this on Twitter, you're doing it wrong. This is like a perfect game for that shit. And it looks so good on the screen.
I agree. And I still hold that Muramasa is the best Wii game that's out.
Yeah.
So.
I beat Last of Us. I'm not sure how much I want to get into that. Thank you. Because I know, Chris, you haven't beat it yet, but we definitely have to do some kind of spoiler discussion at some point when you beat it.
You guys might need to do that without me.
Yeah.
Because I honestly haven't even played it yet this week.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, as I said last week, it's not... Okay.
This is not
against the game. The game's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's just...
You have to be
it's
in
a good game. It's just
it.
Not fun. And, you know, it's like right now, I'm focusing on fun and trying to keep keep my spirits up, but... I do want to go back. I was actually planning on playing it tonight if we weren't recording. So, I do want to get back into it because I keep hearing that once I get over this hurdle that I'm at right now, then that's when things start getting better.
I ended up loving it. I really, really, really love it. And it's like, even if you love it or hate it, it's one of those games I think that can kind of define a generation because it just really shows you how far gaming has gone, especially narratively and in terms of the mature subject matter without just being just gory, because it is gory, but it goes beyond that. I don't think it's a perfect game by any means. I think there's actually quite a few issues with like controls and like actual game mechanics, but the overall package.
AI.
The AI is just weird at times. There's games that have way worse AI, like Uncharted for one, but it's very.
Oh, I'm not even talking about enemy AI. I'm talking about.
Oh, the people AI.
Yeah, your partner
AI. Your partner AI. Yeah, it's not too bad. Actually, I actually prefer them, like, outside of the fact that they run in front of the enemy AI and don't get spotted, they do some pretty good stuff. Like, they can, when you're running around with, like dudes in your party, I say party loosely.
Did you listen to last week's show?
Not yet.
No. Okay, so you didn't hear what happened to me. There's the room from the demo, right?
Yes.
We talked about that, and when last time that you and I talked, I was just before that room. Well, I got past that and got to the next room, which was like that room full of clickers.
Yep.
And, I was sneaking through that room, got to the end of that room, and there was a runner that was like keeled over, went up and tried to kill that runner, silently. And for some reason, it did the fast kill, which alerted all the clickers, and they all came into the room. And I was actually hiding in the shadows, and I was fine hiding in the shadows. One clicker started coming over my way, and I went to silent kill it, and all of a sudden my AI partner took two shots off, like fired two shots off. Then every single one of them came back and fucking killed me. And it was like after like 10 or 15 minutes of silently walking around and making sure I got everything and all that other shit. And then it dropped me right at the beginning of the counter again. And I was I really just don't want to do that again. So that's where I'm at. I still haven't played it since then, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, outside of that kind of shit, I do like how they can kind of hold their own and they will help you out. Like, you can get in jams. I've had times when, like, Ellie or someone else that you meet along the way has saved my ass from literally, like, being close to death. So.
Yeah.
And the ending is something we definitely need to talk about. And,
I mean, I will definitely play it this week. But I mean, if I'm not sure when I'll finish it. I'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys wanted to talk about that soon, because I know Glenn beat it too, you guys might want to just do that one.
We'll talk about it outside, like on the emails or whatever.
Right.
And I also played some of the multiplayer over the weekend.
How was that?
With Harlock and Eddie.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
It's different, but samey. You're teams of four, and we only did two game modes. Both of them are basically just got to kill the other team. But you have one where you have like not unlimited respawns, but a certain amount of respawns and then game over. But the one we liked the best was the survival one, which is everyone has one life. And then when you eliminate the other team, it does another round. It's kind of like Counter-Strike type shit or like Gears of War 1, like that kind of aspect of multiplayer. But what's kind of cool is you get resources from like getting kills, helping out your teammates by like healing them or whatever. And then the next round, you can use whatever resources you got to buy new weapons. Like, you can get by like a automatic weapon. You can upgrade your weapons, buy armor. And this is stuff that you don't have to do necessarily between the rounds. You can do it like even during a match, as long as you have the right amount of resources to buy it. And the other thing is, you can pick up resources in the levels. You'll find a couple of these little caches where it has stuff like the scissors and like the duct tape and all the stuff you find in the actual single player game, and then you can actually craft in the matches the stuff like the nail bombs and the Molotov cocktails and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. And then you kind of have to, don't necessarily have loadouts. You just kind of make your weapons as you're playing the match, which is kind of different and kind of unique.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with it though, it seems that it's very unbalanced to people who've been playing the game for a long time. They seem to start with a bow and arrow, and the bow is basically a one-hit kill.
Yeah, isn't the bow part. Like the best weapon in the game or something?
It seems like in a multiplayer, because anytime we ran into people with like three or four people that had bows, we couldn't stand a chance because they would.
Wow.
From what I understand, it's like even in single player, bow is one hit kill no matter where you hit them, pretty much.
Exactly. And like it still takes a lot of hits to knock them down, like to drop them with a gun in multiplayer.
With the bow in single player anyway, if you just like did a rapid shot and didn't pull back the entire way, then it wouldn't one hit kill.
No, that wouldn't one hit kill, no. But yeah, and
is it a silent kill? Is the bow a silent kill?
In multiplayer?
Ooh. In single player.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It is.
Because that's kinda awesome.
yeah, it's cool. That's how I did a lot of the stealth in that game, actually, is with the bow. But that's why I'm like, and I don't know what the level up thing is, but we played for a good like few hours, and I think we got to level 2, and that is, and that we were wondering, like, do you have to cash in points or something? Like, what do you have to do to level up? Because, and we were playing against guys who were like level like 30s and like shit like that, that were just crazy, and we're like, if it took us this long to get to level 2, what the fuck? How long have these guys been playing for? And it wasn't like we're getting totally demolished every single time, like we were doing alright. But yeah, it was kind of cool. It's kind of like, it's a cross between like Gears and Counter-Strike. If you kind of mash them together with a little bit of survival thing, you really need to be cooperative too. You can't just go in there running and gunning. You should have a support guy on your team who can heal people right away. And it's like Gears in the way that you drop them with your weapons, then you have to execute them or shoot them while they're down, or else they can be revived by someone who like, by one of your teammates or something like that. The game also looks like ass in multiplayer.
It's definitely down-resed, yeah.
Yeah, like, by a lot. It's not even, like, you can play a game like Killzone or Halo or Gears, and you go into multiplayer, and it'll still wow you. You'll be like, wow, this still looks really fun good for multiplayer. This game looks like a first or second-gen PS3 game in the multiplayer. It just does not look pretty. And that's not necessarily, like, it's the fun part that matters, but, like, when we start playing, we're like, whoa. Like, was this even made by Naughty Dog?
It might not have been.
It's not even on par with how, like, Uncharted 3 or Uncharted 2 looks in multiplayer.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Uncharted, the only multiplayer that I played was Uncharted 2, and that didn't really seem that much different from, like, a visual fidelity perspective. Yeah, so that's unusual.
But yeah, it was pretty fun. I'm going to definitely play it again. Definitely give it another shot and see how it goes. But other than that, that is everything I've played.
That's what
we're talking about.
Jason, what you got?
Not much to report on this front, actually. Busy with the work stuff. And I mentioned the stream real quick, although I didn't even play, you know, that game during that 11 and a half hours.
Yeah, I'm sure it was bad enough that you had to watch it.
Yeah, for real.
So, you were probably the most drunk then if you just had to sit there and watch it.
I downloaded General Zod for Injustice. He seems pretty badass, but he does. Really only got like a half hour of playtime with him in like the training room. That's about it. We're gonna try and play a little later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun.
Definitely.
What else is going on? Oh, I downloaded Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo. Been emulating that. And that was probably, Jeff said he was gonna be like 15 minutes late, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Fucking Killer Instinct right fucking now. Yeah. That was
extreme.
That was as much as I got to play. Still doing the Puzzle and Dragons thing. Jeff, you didn't hear about this. It's,
okay.
A game I've been playing on my phone an awful lot. Way too much. But yeah.
It's called Dragons.
Super busy.
Puzzles and Dragons. It's actually
I've heard of that.
It's very reminiscent of Puzzle Quest.
Oh, wow. That brings back memories. That's like first year in this.
I ran out of magic stones, and to keep getting magic stones, you have to pay money, and I'm like, I don't fucking pay no money. So actually, I downloaded Puzzle Quest 2. To play in between more Puzzle and Dragons.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a sickness. otherwise, I've been watching a lot of just TV episodes. Seriously, that's, you know, when I get this busy, I can't, like, focus. You know, kind of like with Chris, it's like, you know, you just need you know, a happy distraction. I just need a mindless distraction where I don't have to think about anything. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, just like TV. Like I watched the entire season, our first season of Copper, in like 2 days. So I'm like, oh God, I'm a couch potato.
Nothing wrong with that every once in a while, man.
Nope. Yeah,
everyone needs.
I guess so. I just gotta like recharge my batteries. Yeah, but yeah, that's it for me. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. I'm not gonna add a whole lot, but maybe I'll get you another game on your phone in a little bit.
Hey, cool.
So yeah, I played a lot more Star Trek. Really digging that still. Outside of that, so there's this game that I have talked about wanting to play for quite a while. And I've always said that I really can't play it because I'm colorblind. And that game is Might and Magic Clash of Heroes.
Clash of Heroes, yeah.
Well, that was released on Android, like last week or the week before or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that last time.
So I was like, you know, $5-6, whatever. I'll give it a shot and, you know, we'll see how it goes. So I've been playing that. I've probably put, I'm not going to say it's a ton, but I probably put like 3 or 4 hours into it. So, probably the first, I would say 10 or so battles, in the game. And, you know, the biggest thing about this, this is a game that's been out for a while, so I don't want to go into it too much, right? Cause, you know, most people should know what it is. It's basically it's a very puzzly game that, you know, you line up your troops and then they send an attack across, and it reminds me a little bit of Magic the Gathering because you have enemies in your way. And once you get through the enemies, then you attack the line in the back and that damages your opponent. So that's kind of the way I looked at it. But I'm not having a ton of problems as far as the colorblind issue goes. The big thing is like you get these special troops, these special units, and like the first one you get is like a deer, and the deer will come out in a different color, either green, yellow, or blue, and you match up, you line up your troops with it, and it does a stronger attack. So, the deer was the big problem because the deer is white and then it's highlighted with a color, and the green and the yellow look extremely similar unless I have both on the screen. So I can, like one of each on the screen so I can compare them and say, yeah, okay, so which, yeah, if I can see the contrast, then it's not an issue. But usually, one will come out, and if it's the blue one, that's fine. Cause I just line it up with a couple of my, you know, and that's the other thing is like the colors of the troops, you actually get three different types of troops. So each color is a different troop. So you never get confused with those. But these special troops, they come out in a color and they match up with the other troops that are on the field ready. So when it's a green or a yellow one, I have a little bit of trouble. I actually got another one of those troops, which is like this, he looks like a wizard or something like that, but he's completely the color that you're looking to match him up with, as opposed to the deer who's all white with a little bit of highlight. So far I haven't had a whole lot of problem with it. I think that, in the 10 or so battles that I've had, I've lined up a troop wrong once. So that's pretty good for me. You know, that's pretty good for me. But I'm really enjoying this game, and,
good.
You know, have you, really did you play this though. One?
Oh yeah. You I have did. It on okay. Xbox Live.
Yeah. I thought you did, but, you know, I especially really like it on my phone because it's really easy to just pick up and play on my phone. So, it's really nice that way.
Can you describe maybe the differences between the Xbox Live version and the phone version?
I don't think there is any. It's just
the HD version that was ported to the Android, right?
Yes, it is not. It is not to the DS version.
Not the
DS. But as far as I know, it's.
So, but didn't you say on the Xbox Live version you couldn't play it?
I played the PSN version, and I had trouble. I had more trouble really? With that one. So, for some reason, I don't know why. You know, on the phone, it's easier to distinguish the colors. Maybe I need to
Sony
go back and try.
Sony hates colorblind people.
That's right. Sony hates colorblind people. I'm not buying a PS4 anymore. Fuck you guys.
Yep.
It's still hard to distinguish, as I said, especially if there's one of each color out on the screen, it's easier to help. It helps, to distinguish them. But, the only difference is that you're using touch controls instead of, instead of the controller. And it works well for touch controls, but it's not as accurate as it could be. Like, there's, you know, you have to, one of the things that they do is, like, you can remove a unit from the field. And if you remove a unit from the field and the result ends up with three guys next to each other, you actually get, like, it actually gives you the turn back. It's like you never use a turn, right? So I use that technique a lot. Well, in order to do it on the phone, you have to push on the troop you want to remove and hold it. And then it'll circle the troop and you have to hit it again and it removes it. And sometimes when I try and hold my finger on the troop, it registers that I'm touching a different one.
Yeah.
So it's
touch screen.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that's really the only downfall I've had playing it on the phone. So, but other than that, it's been a great experience so far. And I would say if you haven't played this game and it's $6, go get it. You know, it's well worth it. So, but yeah.
Might be picking it up.
That's.
Oh, God. What have I turned into? I'm playing all these fucking
You're
games.
You're a casual gamer, Jason. What happened to you?
Oh, shit.
Okay, Jason. Injustice anyone. After this. Injustice yes, after this.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
It's like your palate cleanser. It's like eating a pound of bacon after watching a chick flick. It's like you gain back all your manhood.
I had to watch a chick flick, but that's okay. I'm going to eat some meat and I'm going to
burger with bacon and cheese.
Jeff, how was Pitch Perfect? I heard you really liked that movie.
Oh, I do actually do like that movie. It's really funny.
Pitch Perfect?
No, seriously. Yeah, it's the one with the... And thing is, I hate Glee, that show Glee, but it's basically what it is. It's got... Well, that chick, Anna Kendrick, I love her. She's hot. But yeah, she basically goes to school and joins a freaking acapella group like Glee, and it's really funny. It's got that one British chick, the blonde fat girl. I can't remember her name. Anyway, it's actually
really
funny.
I love that you're talking about this movie, like...
No, it is really, really funny. It's really good. I want to say it was written by Tina Fey, but I don't know. Seriously, check it out.
Little known fact about the movie.
Little known fact, Jeff likes chick flicks.
Just watch the damn movie, you'll laugh. The first time I watched it, I was like, oh God. But then I was like, wow, this is actually very entertaining and funny.
Another side note.
How could you treat her like that? Oh my God.
I was browsing Netflix and checked out the new releases, and there's this movie called The Miami Connection, and it's like, you know, it's straight up that blue and pink color scheme from the 80s, and I'm like, okay, this looks cheesy, and I looked into it a little bit more, and I checked out a trailer, and this looks fucking amazing. Like, so this was done in like 1988, right? And it was written, starred by this guy who's never made a movie before. Basic plot of this movie is like radical motorcycle ninjas in a rock band fight coke dealers and learn about the power of friendship.
So it's Double Impact, just without Van Damme.
No Van Damme.
And without the ninjas and without the band
and without
the coke dealers. Yeah.
So apparently it's not Double Impact.
Just like that.
But it sounds like an 80s movie, that's for sure.
Please, please, please go check out this trailer, Miami Connection.
Miami Connection. And it is on Netflix?
Yeah, it was just brought out to Netflix. It's being produced by Drafthouse Films. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Alamo Drafthouse, but they've been kind of buying up the rights to these super shitty, like, old 80s movies and re-releasing them and just hyping the fuck out of them. And more often than not, they're right on the mark as far as...
Oh, so this is actually an 80s movie.
It's not like a new movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, you know, they've been picking up these movies that, you know, maybe people lost the rights to or they've just been forgotten in time. Mm-hmm. But in the case of this movie, it was so shitty that it just fell off the face of the earth. And Alamo Drafthouse was trying to contact the director of this movie, and you know, because they wanted to buy the rights to it, they wanted to re-release it, and he kept hanging up on them, just thinking it was a joke.
Yeah, so, I think they're trolling him or something.
Exactly. Anyway, go check it out. I haven't even watched it yet, and I'm hyping the shit out of this movie. I can't wait to watch. I need to watch.
And
it
then after
friends,
you
though.
Watch that, watch Pitch Perfect. Okay, not on Netflix yet.
Maybe. Can we sing along if I can watch it with you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And then watch What Women Want. That's
totally different.
All right.
How the fuck do you know I watched it? Oh, yeah, Tanya probably tweeted it.
Oh, okay. Why don't we take a break?
Sure.
All right. We're gonna come back. We're going to do some news. Then we'll do new releases, listener email, and we'll talk about next week, new question of the week. So Stay with us, and we'll be right back. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Jeff, I can't give you too much shit because, I mean, this is coming from the guy that can recite every word in Grease 2.
Oh, I know. Oh, Grease 2 even. That's even more ridiculous.
So let's
I do got to ask you, though. I asked Tanya at the break. She said, because we just watched Piss Perfect again over the weekend. She's like, I didn't tweet anything about it.
Wait, so you voluntarily have watched it multiple times?
Oh, I've watched it twice. I've seen it twice. Three times. Seen it three times so far. Movie. But I'm actually curious how Jason, because I know, I think the first time I watched it, I remember tweeting being like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually like this movie. Is that one you remember it from?
I'm sure that was, I mean, it's certainly not the camera I have set up in your apartment.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool though. That's fine. I'll leave it up there. If that's, your thing. You know, I'll give you a little show tomorrow. But yeah, just
good because the dividends have not been coming in from the website.
It's
good. I'm just saying, you guys have been slacking.
I understand. I'll work on that.
You should.
Less Ponce.
Okay. Shall we
awkward
do some news?
Silence.
Nah, whatever.
Jeff, what do you got, man?
We got some news. We have quite a bit of news here, actually. With E3 just wrapping up and Microsoft getting a whole bunch of licks left, right, and center, and not the good ones, like not the good ones at all. Don Matrick, he's that pompous guy who looks like a used car salesman who prances around on stage for their conferences. He actually left MS, and now he's actually heading up Zynga. So,
well, that suits him.
Yeah, exactly. Good fucking riddance.
Douche. Exactly. Yeah. Get lost, douche.
Yeah, that guy was, he was probably my least favorite of all those corporate shows that stand
there. Yeah, like, I've never liked
charisma.
That dude at all.
Even after Ballmer?
Which one's Ballmer?
He's the baldish dude, a little overweight.
Gets yeah, he's the Windows, he's the Microsoft CEO, isn't he? No? Ballmer?
I don't know. Was he? I can't. Pretty sure. I just know Matrick, Spencer, and that other guy who's like kind of Egyptian or something. I always forget his name. But yeah, Matrick anyway was the first guy. That I was like, fuck, this guy is just terrible. He's just, he's one who has all those stupid ass quotes during E3. Like, oh, then buy a 360.
Yeah.
You don't want an online system or whatever.
It's like, congratulations, you just made Microsoft look like Sony of last gen.
Exactly.
It's like single handedly have ruined. Everything they worked for. Man.
Well, he's gone. He's with Zynga now, and, you know, that ship's doing really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll probably sink it.
God, can you imagine, probably. Like, during E3, he was like, I'm just going to Zynga after this.
I don't give a shit.
And that's the thing. It's like, I would be very curious to be a fly on the wall and to know when he knew that this was happening and what the reasoning behind it is. Like, I mean...
Money, probably.
Well, I'm sure that is. That's
it's
part
like
of it.
Phil Spencer going to Atari, man. Not Phil Spencer.
Yeah.
Phil Harrison.
Phil Harrison. Yeah, that was weird. And now he's at Microsoft. It's like, maybe you should just let Phil Harrison take over, man.
That would be their best move
is to let Phil Harrison take over. Because he is probably the best, like, him and Trenton are like on that level.
Him, Trenton, and Peter Moore are like the trifecta. Those guys. Get Peter Moore back, man. Because you're not going to, like, Trenton's already in Sony, Phil Harrison. Promote Phil Harrison.
Peter Moore, I was never a huge fan of his, but he's growing on me a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Work for Microsoft anymore.
That's why. That's right. Yeah, of course. Now he works for EA, which is just as bad, if not worse.
EA Sports, more specifically.
Well, I thought that he was heading up. Isn't he sitting in for...
He's sitting in for what's-his-face?
Riccatello?
Brigatello.
After he left? I think they're just going to give it to him. I think they should. I mean, he's probably the most intelligent person on that staff when it comes from a gaming perspective.
To me, it doesn't come down to that. It comes down to just fucking the way they present themselves and they communicate things. Like, even Trenton at first was not that good.
If you look at his early press conferences,
he was pretty bad, especially the one after. Remember that one year where everything leaked? And then there was the whole fiasco after all this shit happened with PSN, and then he was just a nervous wreck. But now he's like got his shit together. He's like, all right. You know what? We got this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, Trenton did not know what he was doing when he first started
Matrick
doing it.
Seemed like a fucking he seemed like a mouthpiece. Like, Dick Jason said off the air, just like he's just up there to say all the good shit, and he doesn't really feel connected to what they're actually trying to do or what gamers want to hear.
Right.
So it's like, get him out of there. It's like foot and mouth disease, basically.
But he's gone. I'm not sure what that means for anybody, but you know. A lot of people say it doesn't look good for, you know, their confidence in the system and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't think that's what it is.
I think
it's all about money. And
I mean, what's
for the most
face
part,
left after the PS3 was launched, right? Like shortly after that, and it was fine.
Who?
Kutaragi.
He was transferred to a different position in Sony, I believe.
Well, yeah. Which in Japan, that's basically you were fired.
Pretty much.
But it's not like, yeah.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, is this a him?
No, it's definitely willing. I'm sure it wasn't just like, hey, you're leaving. Hey, I got a job at Zynga. I'm sure he had this going for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all comes down to money, man. Someone offers up more money and those guys aren't in it to make us happy. Let's put it that way. They're in it. They're corporate men. Their bottom line is,
how much
money can I make?
Yeah.
So. That's probably why he did it, and he'll probably be at Zynga till they
either fold or take over the mobile world.
Exactly. Either one. With him at the helm, I don't think it'll be the latter. Xbox, the president of Microsoft Japan, has said that Xbox One will be launching in early 2014,
Jesus Christ.
The U.S. or North America and Europe launch and all that kind of stuff.
See, I know that, Jason, I know that you're not happy about this because you think that they're just kind of like brushing off Japan, but right. That's actually a lot better than I thought they were going to do. If you're saying early 2014, I thought they were, I mean, they didn't even have it. When we talked about what their overall worldwide strategy was, Japan wasn't even on it.
Yeah.
You know? And now at least it's like early 2014.
I'm sticking to it. It's like when you have a launch coming up, you're going to have limited supply. And if all these problems with like the chip yield and stuff are true, you're not going to put them in a market that they're not going to sell. You're going to be like, all right, let's get the ones that we can make out to markets where they probably will sell. And then once we start getting them ramped up and we have a lot more supply we put out there, then we start going to those other markets. Because no one in Japan land was buying 360s.
Right. How many did they sell in Japan? This generation is their perfect opportunity to try and reverse that. But it seems like...
Well, that's what we said about last time. Last generation.
They went and got Mistwalker. They went and got they got the Tales game. I think that was the...
They thought Mistwalker was going to save them.
Yeah, and when Tales of Vesperia came out, that was, I think, the number one week that Xbox 360 had in Japan, and it was still only something like 80,000. Or like a month, or something like that. It was really, really low. So I think the only people that buy Microsoft products, or I guess I would say American like electronics, there are people that are Americans living in Japan, or the people you're going to get everywhere you go, or the people like to go against the grain and buy something because, you know, it's different. It's like when people here will be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to buy Uncharted because, you know what? People seem to like that game. So I'm just not going to play it. I think it's like those type of people. And like, I'm sure there's a few people that are hardcore buy like everything there as well, but I don't know. It's just not a market for them. And I'm actually surprised they are launching that early in Japan, especially with nothing that I think would even entice Japanese gamers to buy it.
Yeah, true. Really.
Yeah.
Except for, I don't think they care about Killer Instinct. And they definitely don't care about Forza.
They sold less than 2 million units in Japan, apparently.
In 8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And in comparison, Japan is a smaller market in general, right? In comparison, the PS3 sold 9 million units.
Yeah.
And the Wii sold almost 13 million units.
Billion?
So.
No, 15. Yeah.
But
those aren't too bad numbers, but I mean for PS3 and for Wii, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then if you go to probably 3DS and DS sales, that's probably way above both.
DS 33 million. Yeah. And then like PSP even is at like 20 million.
Oh, they love their handhelds there. Yeah. I think that's where they do most of their gaming.
So. Yeah, I agree. I agree. 3DS is at 11, almost 12 million right now.
Already.
Yeah. So. Crazy.
Well, if you happen to live in Japan, you want one of these, you shouldn't be waiting too much longer after 2014. Have at her.
Yeah. I don't think that's bad. As I said, when we, last time we actually talked about this subject, Japan wasn't even on the radar. So at least now it's on the radar.
Yeah. So sure. They're doing that.
That's a thing.
Yay. Magic's gone.
Yay. Magic's gone.
State of Decay. I never played this game yet. Chris, I don't think you played it yet.
No, I haven't.
Jason, did you dabble in that at all?
Yeah. I played the demo. Lots of potential in that game.
I've heard a lot of good things. I have not played the demo yet. I have it downloaded. Just keep forgetting I have it downloaded. But apparently they were going to bring co-op to the game, but that's actually been canceled according to the developers. They put out a tweet saying, hey guys, sorry, but the co-op thing just doesn't look possible right now. They didn't really go into detail of why, but...
It sucks. Oh, yeah. See, I was actually looking forward to that. Like I said, there's a lot of potential in the game, and I think playing with, you know,
people,
yeah, would be great.
Yeah, because you play in like a party anyway, just AI-controlled dudes and stuff, so.
Oh, that's weird, and they're canceling it? I mean, is it just like a sales thing? Maybe they're not selling?
I don't think it's a sales. No, State of Decay is the fastest-selling Xbox Live Arcade game ever.
See, the thing is, that game is super rough, like from a technological standpoint. It's buggy, it's kind of wonky, and they either can't figure it out, can't get it working properly, or whatever. And probably don't have the funds to do it, even though, you know, they sold a lot of copies, but.
Exactly. Or they'd be like,
small
hey.
Team and, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, Microsoft might have been like, hey, you know what? Save it for like the fucking, the sequel or something like that. We'll give you more money. Cause I don't, I don't know. It did, like, apparently it did something like 250,000 in like the first 2 weeks, which is like largely breaking the records. And I guess zombies really do. They're not trailing off, I guess. I thought that whole thing was kind of trailing off, the whole zombie.
Yeah, it's weird.
Shit, but I guess not. Gran Turismo 6, the demo hit PSN yesterday. Today is Wednesday. You'll be hearing this on Monday. You probably already have it downloaded, but if you're like me and had no idea it dropped, or they didn't really advertise it, it's there. So go check it out. It's also the, I guess, the qualifier for what Polyphony does every once in a while. They do the, I can't what they call it, but it's basically they take a Gran Turismo player and put him into a real car and see how well he does, and they put him into an actual professional race. And then if they win that race, they basically get, like, signed on to a major racing, I don't even know what to call it. I don't follow racing. I don't know what you call them.
Team?
Team, sure. There you go. Team, sure. There you go. So, yeah, so it's got, like, a few of those qualifying races plus, I guess, a main track you can go on. It's a Nissan-based one, so the GTR is in it, so that's all I care about, and I will download that probably tonight or tomorrow. So check that out. Ubisoft, they're having a little... I don't know if you guys got an email, but I got an email.
Oh, yeah, the security issue with the Uplay? Yeah.
The Uplay thing that accounts were hacked. They say that they don't hold any type of payment information.
Yeah,
on
no
the
credit
server,
card information
so nothing,
was lost.
Yeah, nothing was lost, but passwords were copied. So they're saying if you do have a Uplay account, to change your password and maybe change your password of any other kind of service you have that might have the same password. Again, maybe I wouldn't have known about this. Like, it wasn't one of my email accounts. I don't really check because I guess that's when I signed up for Uplay. I wouldn't have known if I didn't read the internet. So I figured, hey, if you have one of these and you haven't got an email, you might want to do that. Final Fantasy.
That's a thing.
It's a thing. They're up to about 15 of them. Well,
more
proper,
than that,
I guess. 15 proper.
15 numbered.
They are coming out for Final Fantasy 13-3. Technically, it's Lightning Returns. Final
All right.
13.
I'm excited for this.
It's
For what reason?
Well, did you like those games. Yeah.
Did you like Final Fantasy 7?
Yes.
Did you like Cloud Strife?
I did.
Would you like to see a Final Fantasy 7 remake?
This is the best thing ever.
Well...
It combines my love of Cloud Strife and what's that chick?
Lightning. Yeah,
Lightning.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you can get DLC for when this game comes out, and she dresses up like Cloud Strife. So she looks
Are
just like
serious?
Cloud, just with long hair and with boobs, I guess.
Does it just replace all of her dialogue with dot, dot, dots?
And, no. that I don't know.
With the occasional, who
gives a
gives
shit?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I missed that.
I missed that, too. We haven't done that in a while.
No. Square needs to stop trolling and just fucking do it already. Just do it. They know people love Cloud. They know people love Final Fantasy
VII. I really don't understand why they don't. It'd be like, I mean, it would save their sinking ship right now. I mean, Square is not exactly doing great.
Nope.
So, you know, just fucking do the remake and, you know, give everybody what they want.
And make a shit ton of money.
Make a shit ton of money. It's like... It prints money, dude. It's Final Fantasy VII.
You have
it prints money.
All the platforms in the world to do it on now. You could literally list on PS3, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS4, fucking Vita, PC, like 3DS. You can make a version of this for literally like seven
Phones.
Platforms.
You can do it
Phones,
for
yeah.
everything.
And as long as it's done, you know, right, and all the, at least the console versions are decent, there you go. Just do it. If they wait too long, it's going to be too fucking late. That generation that love Final Fantasy VII are going to be fucking gone or not even gaming anymore. Not gone isn't dead. I just mean like they're just not
gamers
are all gonna die.
To realize that Final Fantasy VII
was not really that good
game.
It's not really that good.
The game was not that great.
I liked it, but I never beat it. And
I liked it because it was an RPG. It was a Final Fantasy on a PlayStation.
It was amazing at the time.
That's what
so
I.
Good.
That's why I liked it. I liked it because of the summons. To be honest with you, I thought
summons
were awesome.
Fantastic.
And that's why I played that game so much was because watch this, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I know I've mentioned it before is that I imported that game and tried to learn Japanese just for that.
Yeah.
Like I had a notebook full of fucking notes saying, okay, that's a fire spell. So I'd write down the Japanese characters and trying to like apply it throughout the entire game and slowly decipher shit. I beat Final Fantasy VII without the internet in
nice.
Japanese.
That's impressive.
So, I mean, at the time, I absolutely loved that game, but in retrospect, not so good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, hey. Well, now you can play as Cloud in Lightning Returns. Final Fantasy.
Yes.
Anyone else got any news you want to talk about? Anything I missed on there? That's
So I did want to throw out one thing real quick. I haven't read the entire article because it's relatively long, but I actually saw it on Game Informer. And Ted Price was talking about Sunset Overdrive, and the cloud idea. What they're using the cloud for is for multiplayer.
Strike.
Yeah, the cloud. Yeah, very good. But there's also going to be a single player component for Sunset Overdrive.
I hope it's not just multiplayer with bots.
Yeah, I do too. Because I don't think it will be. I'm not sure if Insomniac would do that. I don't know. Maybe they would. Resistance 2 was not great. So hopefully it'll turn out pretty good. Cause this is like the style and everything from when they showed it off at E3. I was impressed. But for me, it just looked like, okay, this is like a Team Fortress-ish game. So is it multiplayer only or whatever? But apparently there is a single player. So I am interested to see what they do with that.
Cool.
No, but that's all I got.
Hopefully it's better than Fuse. From what I hear, I have not played the
game. Yeah, I haven't played Fuse either, but I haven't heard anything that I haven't heard much positive about it. So. Yeah.
Cool. All
right. Should we do new releases?
Sure. We got any?
We do. Not a lot that's impressive. So for PS3, we are getting Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection, apparently, on July 9th.
Okay.
NCAA 4.
Now, what is that exactly? That's like the... It's all of them together, isn't it?
I believe so.
So they're like re-releasing...
It's a collection of legacies.
That's right.
It's like a re-release of the Metal Gear Collection just with some...
Let's see, re-releasing Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2 HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid 3 HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid VR Missions, and Metal Gear Solid 4 Trophy Edition.
So, yeah, okay.
All in this one PS3 exclusive package. That's apparently what that is. So. All
right.
Good to know. Also coming out for PS3 and for 360 is NCAA 14. And 360 is... PS 360 is also getting a game called Dark.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jason, you had a couple things to say about that.
That's what I have to say about that.
All right, enough about that. Wii U is getting Star Wars Pinball. That sounds fantastic. And Vita is getting iBomber Defense, which sounds like a port of an iPhone tower defense game. So, who gives a shit?
Oh. Little bit of news. What's it called? They're putting out, actually it's coming out soon, a spinoff of Tokyo Jungle on Vita and mobile, I think in a couple weeks. Can't remember who the developer is.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. That game was interesting. I played a little bit of it. It's pretty cool. It's one where you have all the animals. You guys play that?
No, I haven't.
It's good.
Interesting.
It's pretty, yeah. It would be good on the Vita if it's like the PSN version anyway.
So I don't even know. Can we do a pick of the week this week? I mean, I guess I could say Metal Gear.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to pick General Zod in Injustice. Also, Borderlands 2.
Yeah, there's a bunch of mad sales going on PSN.
Yeah, if you guys can still get it, actually, head over to... I'm not sure if it's going to be on sale when this releases, but if you head over to Amazon, I just picked up Borderlands 2 with all the DLC. I'm sorry, let me say this. Borderlands 2 with a season pass.
Season pass.
I'll say it that way. And Borderlands 1 with all the DLC, the Game of the Year edition, and it was $20. I think it was like $22 actually on Amazon, and they are Steam codes. So go check out it. Go over to Amazon, and I think they called it the Bundle Ganza or something like that. So
I want
to
play it with you guys so bad.
Well, let's play. What do you want to play?
Let's fucking play it now.
I'm not gonna play it now, dude. We'll figure it out. We'll play in the next couple of days.
I want to play the new DLC.
I'm going to be in the woods in a couple days.
Thing. Oh, right. The one problem that I have with that particular bundle is that the Necromancer is not in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
or Krieg, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, anyway.
So I
None
have
of
to,
the characters are.
Right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I haven't actually pulled this up yet, but we did get... Well, actually, do we have Indus questions?
We have some Indus questions.
Yeah, why don't we do those first? while I'm doing something, doing my thing.
All right, cool. So we got one from Mr. Fluffy of Nuts. He says, Kingdom Hearts 3!
Yay!
This is back during E3. I'm not sure if you guys went back this far.
No.
No, actually, we haven't really done it.
I got to see the remix of Kingdom Hearts 1.5.
Oh, yeah? I'm thinking of getting that because I never played any of them. So.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I've played them. I just want... I haven't beat the original.
I haven't played any of them to completion.
There we go.
Zanzibuster says...
Yo!
Since DOA 5 keeps bringing in Street Fighter characters, should Tecmo, Koei, / Sega just spring for a new Fighters Megamix?
Absolutely.
Oh, I would love that. I actually really liked the Fighters Megamix. I would
Yeah, that was a fun game. That's one of the only games I still have for Saturn. Not that
I still
have it.
With the Daytona car and, like, Pepsi Man.
Pepsi Man.
Right about Pepsi Man. Oh, God. Or just do a fucking DOA versus Virtual Fighter. Because, sadly, both those
might as well.
Dwindling here anyway.
True.
Fluffy Nut says, if you could suck yourself off, would you take a shot in the mouth?
Oh, and
in brackets, he said, anything goes. Cause I think
a shot of what?
Well, if you could suck, well, what do you think? If you could suck yourself off, would you take a shot?
No, I would
say
not.
No.
I'd take a shot of Jack.
Well, sure. You'd probably need to after that.
Or
before that, actually, you'd probably have to take a couple.
Next.
I don't think I know what he means.
I'm gonna go with a no on that, Fluffy. Even if I could do that, there's no way I would take the shot. There's no, sorry. Mr. Pope Titi.
Oh, wow.
Holy
hey,
shit.
What's up, man?
The Pope V on the Twitters says in his questions, hey guys, Super Street Fighter 4 AE is only $7.50 on Steam. You guys check it out. It's one hell of a game.
That was a one day sale. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it was only one day?
Yeah, it was one day sale.
Yeah, I missed it. Oh, well.
Go check it out.
So, yeah, still check it out. This one comes from Crispy Chicken 13.
Sup?
He says, if you could have one statistic displayed above everyone's head, what would it be?
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Ooh.
douchebag meter. I don't know how much a douchebag you are.
Something along those lines, maybe. Or I'm not being. I can't think creatively right now. I'm like promiscuity. No, I'm not.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I want my ratio up there. What are my odds?
Exactly.
Okay.
What are your odds?
Sure.
If you're gambling anything, you usually get odds, right? That's something you never get odds on. It's just kind of.
Yeah, but aren't we all in the position of our life where we're with the person that we want to be with? So.
Yes, well, yes, of course, but I mean, Chris. But
in theory, we're not going to see numbers of people's heads anyway. We have to live vicariously through shit like this.
I just think that would be super handy for everybody else. Not me.
Fair
at
enough.
All.
Fair enough.
Just fair everybody enough. Else.
Just, you know, yeah.
That's funny.
I get hit on by a lot of gay guys. I will say that.
There you go.
So maybe if
that's
I had
a good
that
thing.
Stat, it would just be, yeah. Maybe I'd have less friends. I don't know. I wouldn't be as popular at bars. Maybe this is a dumb idea. Let's keep that
shit
private.
Yeah, I can't
private.
Think of anything right now. Intelligence would be cool because then you could just fuck with people. Then if you saw somebody who had a higher intelligence than you did, you'd just be like, yeah, I'm not going to try to fuck with them. That'd be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all in his questions, though. Sorry, Crispy Chicken, but we've been had such a short show that not enough alcohol was consumed to do something
awesome. I don't know. I think we nailed it.
I think we did pretty well.
The odds right, to sleep then. With someone.
All right. How about we do one of these? Ah, my phone just turned off.
Yay.
Let's try this again.
No.
Hey, guys.
Fluffy.
All good.
Oi.
Mate, what should be in the box?
Oh,
this is pausing that.
Future stuff.
He hopefully sent me three voicemails. I didn't listen to them all beforehand. So,
I mean, is it short? Is he just going to say, I should be in the box? I should be in your box.
His dick should be in the box. We went through that last week, right?
It should be a shot of Jack in your box.
So I'm not going to edit any of this out. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to grab his next voicemail and see if it's a non-question of the week voicemail. And go from there. So let's see here. We are downloading his next voicemail. Download is complete.
Hey, Jeff. Hey guys, Fluffy again. I have something else in my head, which I thought of. Anyway, in the boxes, along.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's for next week. Sorry, guys. My bad. So we don't have voicemails this week. So
alrighty, then.
We'll put those off until next week, and we'll talk about it when we're doing Question of the Week.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Thank you, Fluffy.
So many spoilers.
All right. So we have anything else before we move to Question of the Week?
I don't think so.
All right. I think we're ready to go. So next week we are going to be talking about the Question of the Week that we talked about last week, that we mentioned last week. What should be in the box? Basically, with the new systems coming out, what would you expect for it to be in there? There's been a lot of talk about things that may or may not be included in the system. So we want to get your feedback on what you guys think. So if you want to answer that question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers.
You can check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
You can also
spell Blizzard. Jeff.
Yay.
Also, you have make sure you send your short questions to Indus Questions. We are on Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam as Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you'll find us. We are also on the Stitcher Marketplace. So search for Interactive Distractions over there, and you should find us there as well. Head over to Retroids and join the community. Talk about games. It'd be fun. That's all I've got.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
Nah, dude.
I don't think so.
All right. Well,
Miami Connection, fucking motorcycle ninjas. Talking about friendship and shit.
Bitch,
talking
perfect.
About friendship. Okay.
Singing.
What was the last movie I watched? Oh, I think,
I saw Star Trek 2 on the weekend.
Yeah, Star Trek 2 was the last movie I watched.
Cool.
I
didn't like as much as the first.
The first J.J. Abrams joint was better. So, but, I missed Iron Man 3, so I missed that. But, my wife and I are talking about bringing Liam to see Despicable Me 2. So, that should be
fun. Oh. I wouldn't see that shit.
Yeah, that movie was funny. So. The first one, I mean. But, cool.
Oh my God, now I'm getting...
Thank you, guys.
Like, all during break.
Thank you, guys, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And I really hope that everybody enjoys their holiday, if you have one this weekend. Or that you enjoyed your holiday.
Fourth of July's days to you guys.
So, Jason, I hope you enjoy your trip to the cabin.
Pray for me, yes.
In the woods.
I will pray for you. So, thank you for listening. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jim.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a review.
Seriously,
I totally forgot that part.